America got played. And just as history would predict, so many on Fox would fall for it, would fall into dear leader's pit, as their lives got worse and worse for it. And then complain like a victim slain by the smoking gun in their own hand, who embraced the lies they would then defend, than that evil logic in front of them. Filled with anger and resentments high, emotions strong that nullify, that make an other out of you and I, and make right be wrong and truth to die. Yours is not to reason why. He types all day on his Twitter wire. He feeds our pain with words of fire, this angst from which we never tire. He ignites our pain with texts of fire, this angst from which we never tire. A nation in duress we cry, we must correct this travesty, protect our country and our birthright. We must act as if we're worth the fight. We must select, elect a better guide, steady us through this bumpy ride, honored and protected by voters who will not be denied. A simple saying majority of those who love democracy, who have faith in our society, to make better lives and quality, and love your neighbor a priority. But the social ogres tried to burn the tree, the sacred tree of liberty, and attacked all those who still believed in constitutionality. They suppressed our voice with legal minds, then blew up justice with bigger crimes, and forced us all to stand in lines and kill our wills and waste our time. And that, you see, is how democracy may die. Inequality is just a bitter lie. If we allow democracy to die. Elections, they have consequences, and sometimes fatal circumstances.